Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 6th edition. Hope you guys had a great holiday weekend. As I told you, I was going to be out of town, so I missed your Monday show for you. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Had some fun. If you're on the West Coast, it is hot, hot, hot. So be careful with all that fun stuff. But we got 12 games for you on a Tuesday. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. I'd appreciate it. Or Spotify. If you're watching it on the YouTube, give the old thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. And if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDantric, or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We're breaking down college football. We're breaking down NFL in there. We're going to be breaking down golf that starts up again next week. All kinds of fun stuff in that free Discord. So come check it out to get your DFS and season-long needs. Also, Bench with Bubba will be back with you at least twice this week, as we had a little scheduling conflicts last week, only one episode last week. But we'll be back and better than ever. All right, 12-game slate. A lot of good pitching on this slate. Not a lot of cheap pitching on this slate. That's worth a darn. So let's talk about the totals. On this slate, you got the wonderful Twins Yankees at 7, Jays Orioles 8.5, Reds Cubs waiting on that one because of Wrigley, Nationals Cardinals 7.5, Rangers Astros 7.5, Guardians Royals 7.5, Brewers Rockies 11, Coors Field Special, thank you Chad Cool, Tigers Angels 8, Braves A's 7, White Sox Mariners 7, D-backs Padres 7. As you can tell by those totals, not a lot of high totals outside of Coors Field, which makes sense when we talk about the pitching on this slate. And let's get right at it here. Highest priced pitcher is Gerrit Cole at 11.2. He's great. He sure is. I'm going to pass. I'm going to go a little cheaper, save a few bucks because you're going to need it on this slate. There will be tons of bats to choose from, especially as more prospects get called up and whatnot. But A, there are weather concerns in New York between the Twins and the Yankees. And plus, Gerrit Cole, as good as he is at 11.2, he's got to be phenomenal, which he could do. We got other pitchers that can do that as well for a little cheaper. Like, I'd rather save 600 bucks and give me some Shane Bieber at the Kansas City Royals. Bieber's coming off a nice 28 points performance after 29 prior to that. Back-to-back 7 innings. He's thrown 7 or more innings in 4 out of his last 5 starts. 3 earned runs and less in each start. 6 Ks or more in 4 of those 5. Absolute outstanding stuff there. Now you get a Royals offense. It's hit and miss, more miss than hit these days. And they're striking out 23% of the time versus righty since August 1st with a 91 WRC plus. So I'd rather save a little bit, go to Shane Bieber, or the guy that gets no love, but yet has, I believe, 23 consecutive quality starts is Framber Valdez at $10,000 at home against the Texas Rangers. Framber has just been amazing. 7 or more innings in 4 straight starts. Obviously, 3 runs or less in 23 straight starts. He has 8 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4. He's a 20-plus point machine with 30-point upside. He's got 29.8 or more points in 3 of his last 4, which is outstanding. Now you get the Texas Rangers, a team striking out only 18% of the time versus lefties of the past month, hitting 282 with a 133 WRC plus. So they're hitting very well versus left-handed pitching. Very, very well. So take that into consideration. But Framber just faced him his last time out, 8 innings, 7 hits, 2 earned, both on solo homers, 8 Ks. 4 starts ago, 7 innings, 4 hits, no run, 8 Ks. Put up 30 plus both starts against Texas. Anything can happen. It's baseball, but I like my chances there with one Framber Valdez in that wonderful, wonderful matchup. If you want to go below 10K, though, Kyle Wright at $9,700 has looked like he's righted the ship of late, coming off 27.6, 34, 23, 21, 3. He's gone 6 or more in 5 straight, 2 runs or less in 5 straight, 0 runs in 3 out of 5, and the strikeouts are back and better than ever with Kyle Wright. Gets a really, really one of the best matchups you can hope for at Oakland. 22% carry versus righties in that ballpark especially is a beautiful thing to target. 226 average against 94 WRC plus versus righties. So Kyle Wright, you can make him your SP1 if you want at $9,700 and save a few dollars. Joe Musgrove at 95 is great as well at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The D-backs team that woke up a bit on Monday, they got a lot of young players with nothing to lose. It's a scary thing to do. And a lot of young players that aren't striking out because since August 1st against right-handed pitching, Kane 16.6% of the time, .264 average, .110 WRC plus. That's pretty impressive when you really think about it with this D-backs team, a very young D-backs team with all these guys they've been calling up that are playing very, very well. Musgrove is a solid play at 95, maybe not a must like he usually is, but very, very intriguing. If you want to go super contrarian, Merrill Kelly at $9,200 against the Padres. Padres got shut down by Henry today, which is very, very surprising. Like Kane, 21.5% of the time versus righties. They still have a very good offense, don't get me wrong, but it's enticing. It is very enticing to see Kelly at $9,200, virtually no ownership on this slate. So at 9K and above, it's Bieber, Valdez, Wright are my main targets. I'm probably ranking those Valdez, Wright, Bieber when I break it all down, but don't sleep on Merrill Kelly at $9,200. Another contrarian play, but weather permitting, Joe Ryan at $8,300 at the Yankees. He gets a lot of fly balls, lots of home runs, but no one's going to roster him. Tons of strikeout upside against the Yankees. They're a very potent offense, but they also strike out 25% of the time versus righties this past month, hitting only .203 with the .121 ISO and a .72 WRC+. I guarantee if you take Aaron Judge's stats out of that, it's a beautiful situation for Joe Ryan. Just keep the ball in the ballpark, and you got some chances there. So a good contrarian play would be Joe Ryan. Just watch the situation unfold with the weather in that one. When you get cheaper, now it gets interesting. Jose Quintana was pitching great this year. His last three starts have been very, very ugly. Does get the Washington Nationals, a team that went off on Monday, but striking out nearly 26% of the time versus lefties, .251 average, .95 WRC+. Don't hate it as a value play because there's not a lot of great value, to be honest. So Quintana is probably one of my favorite values. Eduardo Rodriguez is frustrating, but he does get an Angels team you can pick on. They strike out 26% of the time versus lefties, hitting .218 with an .84 WRC+. I prefer, weirdly enough, Quintana probably over Erod, but both have some upside in their matchups. Other than that, nothing at this point in time stands out for value. So you're paying up in pitching. You're going to get values with your bats. It's pretty much how you're going to break down most of this slate for you. So it's Bieber, Valdez, Wright. I rank it Valdez, Wright, Bieber up top. Musgrove's in the conversation. Merrill Kelly, great tournament pivot. You got Joe Ryan. Logan Gilbert might hit the mix. He pitched great against Detroit, but prior to that, a little sketchy. And then you got Quintana and Erod for value. So lineups will dictate a lot of the cheaper plays, but the elite plays, Wright, Valdez, and Bieber, if you can try to get two of those guys in your lineup and pencil in some bats around it, I'm liking our situation in a big, big way.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's talk about those bats on this 12-game Tuesday slate. And again, weather on the West Coast, super hot, so the ball should be flying a lot more than usual. But catcher's position for you here, Adley Rutschman's great. Baltimore's a great play. Mitch White's been pitching to tons of contact. Rutschman is 10th home run of the season on Monday, so don't mind him at 5,600 if you're paying up at the position. But again, we're looking for value, so keep that in mind. But some other plays here, William Contreras and Travis d'Arnaud, 44 and 43 respectively versus Cole Irvin. They could be in play for you for a bit of a value. Going down into the 3K range now, you got the likes of Omar Narvaez and Coors at $3,200. That's pretty enticing, very enticing, actually. So I don't mind that for a nice, cheap piece of Coors. If you're fading Erod, Max Stassi does love hitting the left-hander. He's $2,700, very inconsistent, but does love him on a lefty. So keep him in mind. I imagine Omar Narvaez catches today, but if he doesn't, you got Vic Caratini catching. He went deep. So he'd be another a piece you could look at. He's only $2,000, the bare minimum, in Coors against Chad Kuhl. Again, he started on Monday. I'd imagine we get Narvaez on Tuesday. But if you get Vic Caratini at 2K in Coors, you just lock button that one in, take the value, pay up for pitching, you rock and roll. First base position for you here, Shohei's in play if you want. I think he double-donged on Monday. Like, he's just ridiculous. But Goldie at 62 is great. I love picking on Paolo Espino. Lots of pitch to contact. So you can go that direction. Freddie Freeman versus Hwang making his debut for the Giants. It might be a big bullpen game for the Giants, which really plays in the Dodgers' favor at $5,600 if you want to go that direction. Below 5K, though, if you are fading Quintana, Joey Meneses at $4,700 for Washington, a lot of power versus left-handed pitching. He'd be a dude to look at for sure. Rowdy Tellez and Coors at only $4,200 is a bit of a discount. I like that if you're saving some cash. But again, if you want to pick on Mitch White and that pitch to contact, Ryan Mountcastle at 39 is definitely in play for you in his matchup. When you get down to 3K and below now, if Keston here is in the lineup, we like him versus lefties more than righties, but Coors Field, Chad Kuhl, $2,900. That is a great, great value if you want to look that direction. Kevin Biggio homered on Monday. He's homered a couple times over the last 4 or 5 days. He's interesting at $2,700 in that matchup versus Kyle Bradish. Bradish has been better, but it's good value. Toglia, or I'll probably mispronounce that, of Colorado. He's first base outfit eligible. It is Woodruff, so I respect Woodruff. But Toglia's got a bunch of power, a lot of swing and miss, tons of strikeouts, but a lot of power in Coors Field at $2,700. Good tournament play as well. There will be a ton of players on this slate because there will be some nice cheap bats like Nick Prado. I like Bieber a lot, but Prado's a good value if you aren't using Bieber. He'd be a guy to look at as well if you're looking to save. And I think that's about it at this point in time. Second base position for you here. Altuve is just fine against Glen Otto if you want to pay up at 58. But you're probably going to want to save a little bit of money. Andrés Giménez at $4,900 versus Bubik is very much in play. Tommy Edman at 48 versus Spino, not too shabby as well. Low 4Ks, you got Nolan Gorman at $4,100 versus Spino. That's worth a look. Colton Wong in Coors, only 37, is a great value. He's been swinging it well to begin with, not to mention now he's in Coors against Wong. You got Grissom of Atlanta at 3K, Vaughn Grissom. That's a really good value as well, which is higher up in the order like Wong is, but you're saving $700 too. So that's a potential savings that's worth looking into. I mentioned Kevin Biggio, first base, second base. He's $2,700 if you're feeling frisky against Bradish. Again, not a must play, but decent value. Nick Gordon, if you just want to say screw it and fade Garrett Cole. Gordon, second base outfit eligible at $2,400. So he's interesting in that respect. Abraham Toro is $2,300 versus Johnny Cueto. I still am on the keep fading Cueto train if we can. He's been frustrating. He's failed us more than he's helped us, but I'll keep going to that bandwagon if we need to. Third base position for you here. You got Arenado at 61 versus Espino's great. J-Ram at 59 versus Bubik. Both of those phenomenal plays. Great plays. I like Austin Riley at 56 versus Cole Irvin. So a lot of good pay-up spots here at third base if you really, really can afford it. Between Arenado, J-Ram, and Austin Riley, all three really strong plays. If you want to save a little bit of money, Bregman at 53, not too shabby either. You got McMahon and Coors versus Woodruff if you have to, but Wilmer Flores at $4,200, first base, third base versus the lefty Anderson. Giants went off on Monday, hit 5 home runs, 2 by a guy we'll talk about in a minute. One of my favorites. If you're a regular listener last year, you'll know who I'm talking about, but we'll get to him in a minute. Some other third base options for you, though. Jace Peterson had a nice game on Monday. He's third base outfit eligible for Milwaukee against Kuhl at $3,300. So he's a good savings. Evan Longoria at $3,300 versus the lefty. He loves mashing lefties. Wrote him up in the waiver wire piece. He's got a ton of power versus lefties. He's $3,300. JD Davis went deep on Monday. He loves himself a lefty, too. He's 31. So you have to pick your Giants poison if you're looking for it. But Longo, JD, really, really good values. If you're looking to fade Anderson, that ball should be flying out of that ballpark again because it is very warm right now. It's like supposed to be like 113 around here where I'm at. So it's probably like 105, 109 somewhere down there in LA. So it's going to be a warm one, folks. Very, very warm. Don't charge your cars, California. Shortstop for you here. You got some more options. Trey Turner's just fine at 6K if you need to. Bo Bichette triple donged on Monday. He's $5,600. Got Swanson versus Irvin at 53. That's a really good look as well. Tommy Edman at 48. Mentioned him earlier. I like that. Some other plays, you got Jorge Mateo versus Mitch White pitch to contact at 36. That's a really good value, which we don't usually get a ton of value at the position, so that's a good one. I will say Elvis Andrus, it is Gilbert, so I'm not looking to fade it, but Andrus has been leading off for Chicago. He went deep on Monday, and he's been putting up some really good DK points of late. He's $2,700, getting really comfortable with that White Sox team, which is really weird to see, but he's getting the job done for basically free right now at $2,700. So enjoy that if you want. It is Logan Gilbert, but he's been pretty inconsistent this year as well. Outfield, which will have tons of options on this slate. Betts is totally fine. Aaron Judge is fine any day of the week. Same with Shohei. I like J-Rod quite a bit against Cueto at 6K. Jordan is back. He's 59 versus Otto. So a lot of these guys, it's match them up with your stacks, basically, if you're paying up at the outfield position. Otherwise, there's value the farther down you go. Like Cedric Mullins at 54. I think he gets overlooked against Mitch White. I think that's a really good look for you. Tyler O'Neill's been swinging a hot bat, $5,300, going against a righty, so it might get a little overlooked as well on this one. Santander's been crushing it. He's $5,100. Another nice low rostered play to pinpoint this week. Mentioned Joey Meneses earlier. He's 4,700 for Washington. If you want to go that direction, Hunter Renfroe and Coors at 45 versus Chad Kuhl. Don't mind that. Some other ones, Trey Boo Boo, $4,200 versus Glen Otto. Nice little value. Andrew McCutchen and Coors at 4K. He had a couple RBIs on Monday, so he's not too bad there at 4,000. Jesse Winker at 38 is a good tournament play. He's been too inconsistent for cash, but a good tournament play there versus Johnny Cueto. Jake McCarthy is crushing everything. He's $3,600 versus Joe Musgrove. It's hard to fade Musgrove, but that's a good value if you're going to. I'm going to keep playing Lars Nootbaar as long as he's leading off at these prices. He's $3,300 versus Tyler Espino. So that's a really good look there for Lars Nootbaar. Going to 3K and below now, we'll have a ton of value here. Brendan Donovan's not bad at $2,800 if you need to punt. I don't hate that. But Lou Brinson, $2,800, double donged on Monday night, leading off for the Giants with Austin Slater going to the IL. Brinson loves facing lefties, so get ready for that one. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of power with Louis Brinson. He's $2,800. Mentioned Toglia of Colorado at $2,700. Probably mispronouncing that. Sorry. Franmil Reyes against Justin Dunn at 26. I like that quite a bit for some value tournament-wise. I know he's kind of quieted down, but great for tournaments. Corbin Carroll at 25. Is a good tournament play as well. You got C-Dick, my boy, Corey Dickerson at $2,400. Phenomenal tournament play against Espino. So a lot of outfield value. Lane Thomas is swinging it well. He's $2,300 versus Quintana. That's another great value for you. You got Haggerty versus Cueto at $2,200. Not bad at all in that matchup. There's probably some I'm missing as I keep scrolling down. There's a ton to like. And then one other guy I forgot at a different position because they keep rotating his freaking position around. So let me find him for you real quick to make sure I get it right. It's going to be Gunnar Henderson. I just got to make sure he's shortstop or third base because they keep moving him around. Must be third base now. Let me get the right price for you. That's what I'm trying to find out so I don't completely skew the situation here. But Gunnar Henderson is... Let's just do this the lazy way. Click on that. He's $3,300 versus Mitch White. He's second base, third base. See, they keep changing his position. He's second base and third base now. Gunnar Henderson at $3,300 for Baltimore is another really good value on this slate. Recapping your pitching, you got Bieber at 10-6, Valdez at 10, Wright 97. I rank it Valdez, Wright, Bieber. Love if you could somehow get two of those three. Big fan. Musgrove at 95 is fine. Merrill Kelly is a good tournament play at 92. I like Joe Ryan in tournaments at 83. Watch the weather. If you're looking to punt, Quintana at 75, Erod at 74, both risky. Both have upside, though, if you want to go those directions. Stacks. I like Baltimore quite a bit versus Mitch White. That's what I look at. We'll watch the weather in Chicago because you got Wade Miley versus Justin Dunn, so the Reds and the Cubs could be sneaky nice, depending on stuff there. Cardinals versus Espino is outstanding. Don't mind Houston versus Otto, but I like Cardinals much, much better in that one. Cleveland's got some appeal versus Bubik. You got Milwaukee versus Kuhl, which is a great Coors Field situation for you. Seattle versus Cueto could be interesting because I like to fade that. Atlanta versus Irvin, big fan of that. And then the Giants could be another nice low-owned cheap stack for you on this slate. But my big ones, probably Baltimore, St. Louis, and Milwaukee are probably my top three at this point in time. But that'll do it, folks. We're back. Quick Hits Tuesday edition in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll help you out there. If you like to give the podcast a rate review on iTunes or Spotify, I'd appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. But I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with another edition. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 6th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.